This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fuel depot was ablaze at one of Russia's main logistics hubs for its Ukraine war effort on Friday after what Moscow described as a cross-border air raid by Ukrainian helicopters, the first of its kind in the five-week war. Ukraine said it would neither confirm nor deny responsibility for the huge fire at the fuel depot in Belgorod, a Russian city near the border of eastern Ukraine. Inside Ukraine, Ukrainian forces were moving into territory abandoned by withdrawing Russian troops in the north as peace talks resumed on Friday. China is accusing the United States of instigating the war in Ukraine and criticizes NATO. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Beijing says NATO should have been disbanded following the breakup of the Soviet Union. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson says the U.S. has led NATO to engage in five rounds of eastward expansion in the last two decades, adding the number of NATO members has increased from 16 to 30 as the alliance has moved eastward toward the Russian border. While China says it's not taking sides in the Ukraine conflict, it's declared a no-limits partnership with Moscow and has refused to condemn the invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian threat to cut off gas supplies to Europe unless buyers paid with rubles by Friday was delayed for now, with Moscow saying it would not halt supplies until new payments are due later in April. After failing to capture a single major Ukrainian city in 5 weeks of war, Russia says it's pulling back from northern Ukraine and shifting its focus to the southeast. Find more on our website, voanews.com.